Bob Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
KJR-FM and HD1 Seattle.
95.7 KJR.
An iHeartRadio station.
Right after the Bob Rivers Show, it's the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
He's a pinball wizard.
Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s on 95.7 KJR.
Ever since my daughter Emma was a baby, her safety started with me. I childproofed the whole house when she started crawling. And when she turned six, I was there with training wheels and a sparkly red helmet. I've strapped her in everything from strollers to car seats, and I still remind her to wear her seatbelt every time she's in the passenger seat. Now she's almost 16 and about to start driving a real car. And once again, I'm going to be there for her. We're both going to sign the Mutual Driving Agreement from Toyota. It's our promise to each other to drive safely. That means no calling or texting, no speeding, and always buckling up. Safer driving. It starts with me.
Visit toyotainaction.com to make the Mutual Driving Agreement pledge and see how Toyota is helping to keep teens safe on the road. Toyota, let's go places.
Download the Fred Meyer mobile app to your phone or tablet to load manufacturer's coupons to your rewards card, manage your fuel points, and lots more.
March Markdown Madness at Evergreen Ford with over 250 trucks in stock. We have 20 SuperCab 4x4s, sticker priced at $36,000, marked down to $23,900. EvergreenFord.com or Exit 15, I-90, Issaquah.
See dealer for details.
Do you have everything you need for Easter? All the eggs, dye kits, and chocolate bunnies? Well, this year, why not make Easter special and make it simple with a little help from QFC? It's easy to find that perfect ham for dinner or brunch, and bring home some fresh asparagus or other favorites from the produce department. You don't have to spend all of your time in the kitchen. QFC's deli and bakery can whip up hors d'oeuvres and delectable desserts. And don't forget the Easter lilies and flowers for your table. QFC has it all, and at prices you'll love. Of course, you'll also find all the chocolate eggs, marshmallow peeps, and other treats for your kids, and so much more. Happy Easter from QFC.
The best Easter meals start at QFC. Bring home a Hormel spiral sliced half ham for only $1.79 a pound. And a hickory smoked Gusto shank half ham is just 99 cents a pound. And for a sweet taste of spring, pick up Driscoll strawberries and get two cartons for $4. All prices with Advantage Card. QFC. You know it's going to be good.
Big news, Seattle. Our last engagement was such a success that we've decided we're going to do it again. Jersey Boys, Broadway's Tony Award-winning best musical about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, is back. Experience the true story musical phenomenon that takes you behind the scenes and behind the music.
Oh, what a time.
Jersey Boys returns to Seattle April 4th for 5 weeks only. Visit FifthAvenue.org today.
At Safeway, we know that bacon is key to a delicious Easter breakfast. And for an amazing Easter dinner, you gotta have a juicy, delectable ham. So this week at Safeway, when you buy any one Hormel Cure 81 Classic Boneless Half Unsliced Ham, you'll get any one Hormel Black Label Bacon free, 12 to 16 ounces. Safeway has deals on all your Easter goodies, candies to flowers. Plus, you can get free Hormel bacon when you buy a Hormel ham with your club card. Safeway, ingredients for life.
Xfinity Internet, it just gets better and better. They win on speed. They win for the fastest in-home Wi-Fi. All of your devices can use it all at once, and you still are screaming fast. Xfinity from Comcast. Enjoy all sorts of great features on Xfinity Internet, the best online experience for all the devices in your home, laptops, tablets, gaming consoles, and smartphones. Xfinity. Call Xfinity 1-800-XFINITY today for more on-demand choices, faster internet, and superior HD. Xfinity Internet. Check this out. Xfinity Home, the next generation home security system. You're remotely connected. You can control your thermostats. You can control your lights. You can control your cameras. And you have home security. It's state-of-the-art, high-tech. Xfinity, always innovating. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Make tomorrow awesome.
Spring is here. It's the perfect time to discover all that's new at Sam's Club for your escape to the outdoors. Get great values on high-quality patio furniture and playsets that are built to last. Plus, save on the freshest produce and cookout-ready premium meats that'll have you firing up the grill. Not a member yet? Join Sam's Club for savings this spring and all year long. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. Restrictions apply. See club for details.
This traffic report is brought to you by Walgreens.
You know what I love? I love surprises that make me happy. Lately, I heard some great stories of people who went to see my friends at West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins, and boy, were they surprised. Not to mention really happy, because they found out how much their valuables are really worth. One customer came in with a wedding ring from a previous marriage and walked out with $10,000. She had no idea. Here's another. West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins recently paid over $30,000 for a single diamond. I think anyone would be happy with 30 grand in their pocket. When it comes to understanding the true worth of jewelry or coins, the money is in the details. Consider this. Every month, their GIA-accredited staff at West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins evaluates thousands of individual pieces of jewelry and coins. That's right, thousands. They know what to look for. They take the time. They explain it to you, and you're sure you're getting the true value. West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins. They'll pay what your gold, silver, and jewelry are really worth.
This traffic report is brought to you by Walgreens.
This Easter, save time by building the perfect basket at the corner of so many choices and so much easier. Because Walgreens has just what you need, from Starburst jelly beans and Cadbury cream eggs to toys and gift cards. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, good morning. Taking a look at your drive, we are seeing some heavier crowding northbound on the Valley Freeway as you approach Highway 18. Just kind of the typical slowdown through that area for this time of the morning. Looking pretty good northbound 405 through the S-curves, just some light congestion. 520 is now back open to cars. It was closed in either direction for about 25 minutes so they could let some boats through. But other than that, the roads are looking pretty good. The commute's off to a nice start.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
All right. 10 minutes after six. Good morning, everybody. Bob Rivers along with Spike O'Neill and Downtown Joe. Jody in the newsroom. Seth in for Eric, who was diagnosed with strep throat yesterday. Eric called me in the middle of the day. He was so cute. He was, Bob, I have strep. And by the way, his voice didn't sound bad. Apparently, he got sick during vacation. But he was calling me at home. Being a good soldier, he said, I could come in and just wash my hands and try not to touch or breathe on anything, but I'm going to be contagious till Thursday. I said, see you Friday, my man. Love you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like there was part of him that felt that, you know, it's his duty. Like if you were on a starship and it was about to collide with an asteroid, he'd like make sure everyone else was off and go, I can stay with the ship and make sure it runs fine.
Well, that would be hypocritical for him to come in because when I was sick, he told me to stay out so I didn't get everyone sick.
It didn't even occur to him that would be hypocritical. But he was being a good guy.
We have to think of each other in here. It's like a boiler room.
You bet.
Yeah.
He's got two strong legs. He should be able to come in and do the job is what he was thinking.
Well, I told him he's strapped into the chair at home. Do your work at home.
There you go.
Not sure how strong those legs are. Saturday at the Taste of Washington, I was there. Eric was there. Jody was there. It's this big wine fest. Eric flopped. Well, now, I did not see it, but I heard about it. He, like, keeled over, you know, and they had to, like, pick him up and help him. And it wasn't from drinking, so he says. He said his knees locked up and that he had stood in one place too long, and his knees locked, and he flopped over.
Wait a minute. He got so loaded at Taste of Washington, he passed out on his face?
Well,
is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what he had.
He claims his knees locked.
I can claim a lot of things, but there were 1,000 wineries.
It was all those one-ounce plates of food that tipped him over, right?
That might have been a warning sign that strep was coming.
You know what, Joe? It's bad form to pick on people when they're out sick. We know.
I'm not, I'm not picking on him. I'm saying that might have been an early warning sign that something was amiss in his system because he wasn't, you know, drunk. I know that.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Eric, get well. Joe has some hecklers in the last few days that have gotten out of hand. It's a part of showbiz, by the way, that no matter who you are, you will be heckled. In fact, if you're not heckled, nobody cares about your show. It's just a fact of showbiz. I've had people heckle me over the years. Sometimes it hurts, but mostly, like, they'll say things like, and they're so mean and they don't realize that it says that they're screaming instead of that I'm bad. They're screaming that they're a mean person. They don't realize that.
Who was it that said that if you're doing a good job, 30% of the people who are listening will hate your guts? Somebody's mentor said that.
I that think of everything good. It does sound about right. I don't remember the quote. But anyway, so, and generally, I just assume for me as the host that I'm going to get the most heckles. And that's okay. I'm in some position of authority, and people love to challenge authority. I love to challenge authority. So it's all fine. But when someone heckles my Joe, that really upsets me. First off, Joe's the sweetest, kindest guy. Joe invites you with him to poke fun at himself. He's very humble. He's self-effacing. He's got the kindest heart of anyone you will ever meet in the world.
When people ask me about the show, they most often ask about Joe. And I will always define Joe the exact same way to everybody that asks. This is the best person I've ever met.
Oh, well, I don't think that's true at all.
No,
but I mean, this
is the best person I've ever met.
But he's really good.
I know a lot of crap people, I guess, but he's the best person.
Because best people are people like Gandhi who'd go out and do a lot for others. Joe won't get off his ass for anything.
I never met Gandhi.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about me.
Who I met. Gandhi was boring. Wants to hang out with Gandhi.
So, I don't know, this texter, Joe finally blocked the guy.
Never done that before.
Your first blockage.
And now I'm looking back because maybe since I blocked him, it's gone from my screen. I can't even remember what he said, but I looked back to all the things he'd said over the course of months because I don't want to block anybody who's giving input into our show.
Yeah, and you don't mind heckling.
No, I don't mind it at all.
In fact, some of the worst hecklers have the most time spent listening. I mean, there's one heckler dude who starts listening at 6:30, and he's finished telling us why we're worthless piece of craps around 9:30.
Right.
I love this guy.
If you do it cleverly, that's great.
He's clever sometimes, actually. Yeah. He makes me laugh.
And if you do it on a variety of subjects, that's fine.
And, you know, if you listen for a minimum of 3 hours a day, I'll take a lot of abuse from you.
Yeah, that's one of our best customers. Now, this guy, I don't think I can find him since I blocked him.
Well, I'm not going to go back and tell you, but let's just say you can file them all under extremely offensive about your weight.
Yeah, and it was nuts.
So he's a fattest.
I think he is a fattest.
I mean, he really, really, like, all of us are, you know, have our prejudices and all of us say stuff. But this guy really hates and believes he should belittle anyone of weight.
I know one, he compared me to Shamu, the whale. And another, he said I was the Al Roker of the show, fat and worthless and doing nothing and stuff like that.
Yeah. You know?
Now, I don't remember the rest. And I don't remember the...
When you see that, by the way, like, you're pretty thick skin.
Yeah.
That's not what I meant.
I know.
When you
That's
see...
one of the texts the guys sent, actually.
Yeah.
You could intersperse that stuff amongst 100 other subjects, and I would be
and
fine.
And then you won't
it.
Even be bothered.
Right.
What bothered you is that this is all this guy said.
I went back and saw, like, the last dozen comments from this guy over the course of maybe... I didn't even notice them, because we get hundreds of these, literally, coming through the screen all the time. I didn't even notice these the first time, but I looked back because we can see everything.
You can do text rewind.
Everything you've ever said to us. And I looked, and this guy, that was all he did. I mean, that was
the only thing he lived
that
for.
That was his full-time gig, was making fun of my weight.
And we were his favorite show. So it would be like, oh, good morning, I have a cup of Joe. Hey, Joe. Big
Joe,
fat
you burned my hand. Joe, you taste better.
I mean, when you think about it, it's kind of pathetic.
And we've got his number. I'd talk to the guy because I'd like to know, did I do something to this guy? Maybe I did.
Yeah.
You know?
And maybe if he could text Rewind and see the summation of what he's written.
He would be very proud of himself, and he would wonder where his trophy is. I guarantee you he would not feel bad.
You don't think he'll feel bad?
Oh, he's feeling good right now.
I know
now
one thing about me. About like, when I look at what I did, it's like, you get what you did. I go, oh, yeah, that's awful. I'm terrible.
No.
You don't think all people are like
if
that?
If we rubbed his nose in it, he would just go, oh, yeah, these are hilarious.
I'm a star. Yeah. Look at me go.
It's sad. It's sad because he's over there sharing stuff, you know, and there's nothing that makes you want to share less than when someone just comes biting at you with something.
Oh, I agree. And that's, yes. I apologize for all the times I've done it.
Well, you're like my I have a cousin named Mark down south, my big cousin. He was the guy who tortured me. I mean, the guy tortured me.
I haven't tortured you, have I?
Well, not as like Mark tortured
Thank
me.
You
never held my.
Not like Mark.
You never held my.
I'm going to cling to that.
Yeah, you never held my head under the covers and made me, you know, smell right after he. You know, did one. I mean,
oh man, this is Mark.
The nasty cousins, stuff that cousins do. You never told me about the guy they hung right outside our house in the tree that, you know, still haunts the place. I mean,
this guy tormented
me. Oh, he tormented me, but I loved him. And boy, if anybody else ever so much as said a mean word to me, they'd have to deal with Mark. And yeah, you're kind of like my big cousin.
Okay,
you know?
I'm like a family guard dog.
Yeah, yeah. You may heckle me a little, but don't let anybody else, you know. You got my back. I know that.
So, do you want this guy? Do you want to call him?
I don't care. I would.
Say, I think it might be healthy for you to confront him. Hi, this is Joe.
Yeah, you can call him right now. I'd be happy to. I'd like to have the history of what he said. I'm looking back here, but...
really don't want
him. Did you unblock him? Can you unblock him?
Maybe this is a guy I know.
Jody can selectively, if you need ammo, Jody can selectively pick some.
Yeah, I'd love to call him, especially at 6:20 in the morning.
Let's call him right
who
now.
Who knows? Right. You know, he might...
Hang on, I got to refresh. Now all the people who are chiming in saying they love Joe just bumped that guy off my page.
Okay, you guys are sweet, but hang on.
Yes. Definitely.
We have the most primitive texting program. All right, Pedro's going to get the number.
I will give it to you when I can pull it up.
And Pedro, what you're going to do is you're just going to call and say, hi, you know, this is 95.7 KJR. We'd like to talk to you on the air because you got to get his permission first. And if he says yes...
Yes, but,
but you have to get his permission before you put him on there. That's the law.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you just say that. If he says, well, why do you want to talk to me on there? Well,
his name?
I don't know if that's
Joey
his name.
Joey wrote a name here, but I don't know if it's...
No, that's just her nickname for him.
Is this Mr. Dumas?
That's just who you know.
Mr. Dumas?
Mr. Dumas.
Well, and we don't know for sure it's a he.
Mr. Jarsel.
That's a guy.
You know, it could be my wife.
You.
No.
My wife has tried everything to get me to lose weight. No. It could be Kelly texting me.
Yeah,
you know?
That would be funny.
I don't know.
Number looks familiar.
I don't know.
That'd be your
is.
Weird version of the Pina Colada song.
Yeah, yeah.
That is a man, baby.
How do you know it's a man?
Because the vitriol with which he texts is very masculine.
I agree with you that it would not be likely to be a woman. But you don't know for
it's
sure.
It's just, I mean, I'm not saying women aren't nasty. We are extremely nasty. Can and catty and all sorts of terrible things. But just the way the messages are constructed reeks of man.
Pedro is dialing him now.
Everyone's saying call him except one person saying don't call him. So I want to make sure that...
The don't call in person makes a good point. The don't call in person, I think, is probably thinking, why give this guy the attention? Shut him out.
Right.
He said he's a D word.
Yeah. But here's the thing. There's two reasons to call him. One, you call him out on it, which I believe people should call each other out on their BS.
Yeah.
Even me. You know, I should call them out as well. No, I mean, even I should be called out. But I also believe that there's a chance that if he sees all this stuff, that he may change a life. And I know none of you think there's a chance.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Nope. I think he's just having fun. People think we don't see these things.
Seth, I believe, is making the call. We don't know what time he gets up.
He's not picking up.
He's not picking up.
Oh, he has an answering machine.
He has an answering machine. Leave the message.
Just leave something.
Leave the message with the warm line. Let him call us back. Okay.
We're taking a survey. How much do you weigh? Ask him that. That's what I'd like to know.
Will you be interested in some free whipped cream?
Right. We've got a discount coupon program available. Wonder what turned him into a fattest.
He's a fattest, and he also is obsessed with women's chests.
Apparently, Jody on the text rewind
Jody has
found out more about
but
this
you
guy.
You haven't blocked him, I've noticed.
Do you want to hear some?
Sure, go ahead.
No, I haven't blocked him because I only block people who say extremely rude things to me over and over. And
gotcha.
This guy, he's been laying off me.
What was the his last text? Because I don't have it. But
what made Joe block him?
Sleep apnea? Come on, Joe. Why don't you just lose some weight, you fat bastard?
That was what all that got. That was, oh, that was. That's because it was long after we were done with the topic.
It was hours later.
Yeah, and then
it was still on his mind.
Yeah, and then I looked back, and then I saw,
hey, maybe Joe can get a job in San Diego at the aquarium. He could be the substitute for Orca, the killer whale. No, wait, he probably doesn't have as much talent as the whale.
And what date was that from?
That was from March 19th.
Okay, so that's loud.
What a rude jerk.
I think Joe ate one of those today. I don't know what he's talking about. Have you guys seen the bimbo for Channel Blank News? She doesn't need something about chest. Very dirty. He talks about news anchors' chests a lot.
Huh.
Yeah. I saw Burt Ward at a Comic-Con. He's another fat piece of crap.
Wow.
I guess you could send Joe to the home for the terminally unimportant, and he can sit his big 350-pound hog ass down at the table with Richard Simmons. Joe's like the Al Roker of the Bob Rivers show. He's an unimportant idiot. Maybe he needs to do a gastric bypass.
Oh, I feel bad for you that you have to read this stuff. Why don't we just rip the whole text thing
out,
throw it away?
I never even saw these. The one I saw was the sleep apnea, and the only reason I even thought that was odd is because it was like an hour after we were done talking about it.
Nowadays, everybody's a whore. Gee, I wonder how she got that job.
We don't even know what that's about. However, yeah. I've had that sentiment many times.
I believe that was for German President Angela Merkel. Yeah. Without an economics degree, how does she get a job like that?
That's all I can
clearly
see when I rewind.
Yeah, that's it. That's enough.
Yeah.
Obviously. Now, does the guy ever think of the fact that he is creating a historical record of his thought process? I do that, you know, even with this show, with all of you guys contributing your thoughts to everything. We're all putting our thought process out there for examination, critique, whatever. And hopefully, you know, to put a smile on people's face, make them laugh, do something good for their day.
I love how you're trying to give him some redeeming value. But let me just tell you the very last thing that he texted. This was after Joe looked back. Joe wrote to him, I just reviewed your prior texts, hoping to see something redeeming, but I don't. Congrats on being the first person I have ever blocked.
Right.
That's what Joe wrote to him. And
that's as mad as Joe gets, unless you're a raccoon on his porch trying to take some food out of his hand.
And then I assume this guy did some introspection and did exactly what you're saying. You know,
so he did respond to that?
Yes. He said, block this, you fat piece of crap.
Wow.
So, yeah, he's just not.
Which
he's
I didn't get because I already had blocked,
already blocked him,
so I didn't see that.
So he's not redeemable in your view.
Unless I did something terrible to this guy. I mean, I don't.
Cut him off at a buffet line?
Well, how many people have you done something
nothing
terrible?
Nothing. Nobody
just
that I know
list them all
of
for us right now.
Nobody that I know of. You know, I mean, but
I spent so much on a beach vacation and didn't get any sun at all because I said right behind downtown Joe.
I don't think I don't think I've done anything terrible, but lately I have been writing. I've written more apology letters lately, and I things have been coming out of my
mouth. You've had a couple people offended by things you said on the show.
Right. I insinuated Valerie Harper might live a little longer than people expect, and I got a nice letter.
How dare you wreck her perfect ending from the entertainment industry?
Well, I just said
you heartless son of a bitch.
Look, anytime you talk about cancer,
right,
somebody out there is grieving. What he said was, hey, just because they said she has 3 months to live, you never know. Some people are still around a year later.
How is that
right,
negative?
Right.
Well, the woman who wrote the complaint letter wrote into Joe and said, look, I'm familiar with this kind of cancer.
Uh-oh.
And blah, 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 blah. And that diagnosis is the diagnosis, and it really is terminal. And Joe was like, well, I was just trying to.
How dare you bring hope into this moment?
Yeah.
And she wrote back, and she says, you know.
She was fine.
She understands, totally.
Yeah. All she needed was for you to care about what she was going through.
And she cares deeply, and she works every day with people going through this. So, you know, I understand.
She wasn't really complaining.
No, she wasn't. But
I've had, sometimes people complain, and actually they're amazed if you acknowledge them. And they go, well, all right, I was just busting your chops a little. I wasn't that mad. I had a couple last week, too. I try to write back to, I don't want to say that too much because then people go, oh, if I complain, I'll get a letter. But
you can complain. You can complain and say whatever you want. We're not trying to be babies here. It's just like, you know, it's hard to share stuff and just get hit in the face with your big, fat, disgusting piece of crap and have that want have that be the impetus for you to share more.
Okay. Seth, did you leave a message? Seth is in for Eric this week.
I did, and I got to find the button. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Yeah, I left a message, a very cordial, nice message, inviting them to give us a call and maybe explain why the hate.
It was a dude, right?
I don't know. They didn't leave a message. It had a snazzy ringtone, though. I enjoyed music while waiting for the message machine.
Okay, but you said, so you were specific about why. Would you like to call back and tell us why you were so mean to Joe? You said that?
Well, just said, we're aware of the texts. Seems like you got something to get off your chest. Like, we'd love to talk to you about it.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Seth is diplomatic.
Yeah.
Diplomatic is all get out.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that we're all leaving a historical record of how our brains work, though, because it used to be we were in the minority being in radio. I mean, you know, we broadcast, it could be taped, it's there.
Yes, we were sticking ourselves out there, and most of the average public never had to be accountable for anything they said because it would go away.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, thanks to Facebook, the majority of us, or you know, social media in general, are leaving a historical record of
humanity.
Of our thought process.
We're a lack of humanity.
And the aliens who eat us will study our history after we're gone.
Don't eat that one. Look at the trail he's left behind.
Look at that weird species. Aren't you glad they were tasty?
So you might want to think about what you write. There was a guy last night on my Facebook. I can't even repeat most of the things he wrote, but it was amazing. You know, I wrote a thing on Facebook. Everybody's changing their status these days for the supporting
equality thing.
Equality. Everybody's putting this red equal rights symbol up there.
And this is because it's Gay Week.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Gay Week.
It's the
Supreme Court.
And
what are the big deals? The Supreme Court.
Yesterday was oral arguments about Proposition 8. And then today they're going to hear DOMA arguments. DOMA is the Defense of Marriage Act.
Okay. Right. And which, by the way, I've read it before. I'm not even sure what that is, the Defense of Marriage Act.
Passed in 1996.
Okay.
This law basically prohibits federal agencies from recognizing same-sex marriage.
Prohibits federal agencies from recognizing same-sex marriage.
If you repeal DOMA.
The defense of the definition that marriage is a man and a woman.
Right. And that has been law for a while, and it's been a point of contention to overturn that.
Yeah, it was signed in by President Clinton, who has since said, you need to take that thing down.
He's really sorry he signed it. Yeah. He was very busy at the time getting a Hummer.
Yeah.
He wasn't even thinking of the irony of that.
Yeah. Do you want to hear some audio from yesterday?
Sure.
Let's play some audio, because this is a big week. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor said they need to let states experiment with gay marriage.
The issue is letting the states experiment and letting the society have more time to figure out its direction. We let issues perk, and so we let racial segregation perk for 50 years, from 1898 to 1954.
Hmm.
Justice Scalia said at one point, we still don't know the consequences of gay marriage for the children that are in same-sex homes.
If you redefine marriage to include same-sex couples, you must permit adoption by same-sex couples. And there's considerable disagreement among sociologists as to what the consequences of raising a child in a single-sex family, whether that is harmful to the child or not.
Yeah.
Lot went on yesterday.
I mean, we know the consequences of kids raised in wife beater T-shirt homes. Should we outlaw the wife beater T-shirt and not let them marry?
Yeah.
Who cares?
God forbid we get more fabulous kids out there.
A lot of people care. Thousands.
These
of people,
kids are fabulous.
Thousands of people were out in front of the Supreme Court, and then of course there was a line of people marching down the street protesting against same-sex marriage, and they got shut down fast. That was outside the Supreme Court.
Hey, Todd.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I think there should be equality in all aspects of our lives, not only, you know, gay marriage, but tax structures and things like that.
All right, my man. Equality is the word of the day. Nice job, Jody, working that in. You knew it was a big topic this week.
Started out.
Seth, do you know the prize?
I totally do. I am prepared. You have won a pair of tickets to watch the Washington Stealth take on the Calgary Roughnecks with Spike on Saturday, March 30th. Congratulations.
Right on. Thanks.
There you go. Okay. Where were we?
We were talking about same-sex marriage, but then we have to get back to Joe and people heckling him. So how about one more from Justice Alito, just so we can stay on top of the course of history. Justice Samuel Alito.
Maybe
made
I'd want to be on the bottom of history.
Either way.
It's up to you. Boy, we live in a country where you can choose.
I'm still
friend.
Experimenting.
You know, you could be a switch, Bob. You can decide. Depends on how
they
you feel.
They call that the swing vote. Swing vote.
All right.
Swing
vote.
Justice Samuel Alito made the point that gay marriage has only been around since it was first legalized in the Netherlands in 2000.
Traditional marriage has been around for thousands of years. Same-sex marriage is very new. I think it was first adopted in the Netherlands in 2000. So there isn't a lot of data about its effect. But you want us to step in and render a decision based on an assessment of the effects of this institution, which is newer than cell phones or the internet, we do not have the ability to see the future.
You know, I don't mind that one as much as the last one, because he is pointing out that it is so new. 2000, that's pretty new.
Yeah, but and that one bugs me more than anything, because he said we're supposed to base an assessment on the effects of gay marriage. I don't think that's what
if that
this
were the
is
case,
about.
We wouldn't let 2/3 of people get married.
I thought this was about people having the same rights as everybody else in the country. That's what it's supposed to be about.
You know, if you listen to all the arguments, you could pull your hair out. But they did a really good job just kind of talking about it so broad. Seems to me like they may not rule on
it's
anything.
It's not their job to decide whether your home is happy or not.
Right, it's not.
Because freedom is freedom.
Yep.
And there's plenty of heterosexuals who have miserable homes and miserable children that turn out terrible. But it is their job, I believe, not to rush stuff. This is the point that they're making that I think is valid. If it's a brand new thing since 2000, it's not a travesty that they do a lot of reflection before they go ahead and do it. That part I can certainly understand.
I find it really funny that you hear all these justices giving these quotes throughout the last couple days. Every one of them, except the one guy who's got some skin in the game. Please pardon the pun, but if Judge Alito,
one of them's gay.
No, but if Judge Alito could look like three chairs over, there's a guy, Clarence Thomas, who's in a interracial marriage. Who, 50 years ago? That was illegal.
You're saying a guy who should understand giving people their rights.
Yeah, a guy who, and he ain't said a word. Not
Clarence
a word.
Thomas ain't said a word.
I haven't heard a single quote from all, I've heard every other justice, except the guy who's in a marriage whose marriage was illegal. Not too long, and that we can all remember a time.
Yeah, that's a good point.
He couldn't have married his wife until
1950
the Supreme Court
something,
in
right?
And said,
was it 50 something?
Yeah, I think it was 50 something that the interracial marriage was deemed constitutional or banning it was unconstitutional, more appropriate to the subject.
Your Honor, we have looked at lots of TV shows and we don't see any examples of this yet in society.
I remember the Jefferson's Neighbor Act of 1979. Huh? You remember them upstairs? She was very bossy. He was a timid but white man. I remember the day. No, Amos and Andy, black and white couple. Gay as the day is long. No one knew that. They were able to come out as gay, but no, black and white, fine. Gay, no. Amos and Andy, boy, they were in love. You could tell they were in love with the way they batted heads. What I'm talking about up here, now keep your mind out of the gutter.
Yeah.
This is...
All right, back to Joe.
But
hey, Joe.
That got Joe crushed yesterday on Facebook.
What did? You got complained for saying what?
All I said, after listening to a lot of this testimony, and by the way, a couple of points the Supreme Court brought up we didn't get to, they're talking about children. One of the justices said, well, if marriage is all about procreation and children, well, maybe nobody over 55 should have a marriage license.
Shouldn't it be allowed to get married? It's wasted on you.
Yeah, so that's why I think in the end they are going to kick this back down and say we're not even going to deal with this, the Supreme Court. So yesterday, after watching the news, I go to my Facebook and it is totally everybody's got this big red equal rights sign to show their solidarity. I mean, thousands of people. The whole thing is red. And I wrote, I support equal rights for everyone, but I don't really care for the color red. Red to me signifies having to stop bleeding and losing money. Why couldn't they have made that symbol green? Now, there's a color I love because I would put my symbol as red in solidarity, but I don't like red. So
I'm kind of confused.
He's saying that he supports the
Could HRC. You translate Joe for
He's
me?
He's saying he supports the HRC equality
right.
symbol, but he doesn't like the color red for many
I
reasons.
Don't like the symbol.
Have You're you, starting a debate about favorite colors.
Have you right. seen the symbol? Oh, I started a heated debate about favorite colors, actually. One guy said, please, take it easy on red. Red is just a misunderstood
this is
color.
This is one of the reasons I will not socially network.
Red is thoughtful enough to warn sailors.
Let's argue about the best double albums of all time.
Red is thoughtful.
To warn sailors
Who's your favorite
of danger in the morning. Cool enough to delight us at night. Yeah, it's the,
right.
yeah, it's the big symbol everybody ah. has. But anyway.
So anyway, people arguing about nothing.
Well, this is one guy who, this is why I want to say you have a record of, you know, the way you think in this Said, I thought you were an American, not a blank pirate. Maybe I should stop listening to Bob Rivers in the morning.
Wow.
And another guy.
That's one of what? Your Facebook friends?
But just because I said I don't like red. This, because I might think it's okay for people to, you know, be kind of equal. This guy, and his name is right here. I mean, he's not
he's
ashamed
proud.
Of his views. Another guy says, well, Americans can be of all types. It's in the Constitution. In fact, Hancock was a pirate, and this guy says, not in my constitution, it's not, and he goes on, they'll all go to hell and die, and blah, blah, blah. But the point, and I'm not going to, even though obviously we don't see eye to eye, I don't know if I, you know, should what I should do about him, but he's not particularly going after me.
This is sort of like bullies in the schoolyard. It reminds me of when I was a kid and I just didn't really want to walk around the back of the gym.
I'm sorry, but you shouldn't have people on your Facebook list who you actually wouldn't be friends with.
So you should,
I know we're in radio here.
You should eject them right now.
You think I should?
Yeah.
I mean, you can do whatever you want, but for me.
You choose your friends, you can unchoose your friends.
Unchoose.
My mom said that about actual people that I spoke with in person. I think it applies even more to Facebook.
But he listens to our show, and there's a lot of people who feel the same way this guy does. Now, they may
and
say
I don't
it.
Mind them listening.
They may say it a little more eloquently, and they may not do it in all capital letters with lots of misspellings, but, I mean, there are people.
Those stings hurt less when they're misspelled, don't they?
Yeah.
They really do.
All right.
You know what, though? It's I tell you, changes in society are painful. I remember in the 60s listening to the last vestiges of prejudice, you know, out open, they shouldn't have the same rights as we do.
Racism
about African Americans.
Yep.
I remember listening to that stuff from real people. And then Archie Bunker came on TV and made them all look stupid because he came on as like a stupid bigot. So what we need is some stupid anti-gay hero to come on and do a sitcom. The anti-gay Archie Bunker. Which actually Archie Bunker was also.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
This guy is.
You know what I mean? We need an Archie Bunker for our modern times to make everybody laugh at themselves because the angry stuff doesn't work.
This guy, and I won't say his name, but he's got a lot of this in him, and some of it is pretty funny. You know, Jim Carrey did a thing about what did he do?
For the guns?
Made the fun of Charlton
right,
Heston.
Right, Charlton Heston.
He, this guy's about guns, and he doesn't like. You know, gay people, but he likes guns. And he says, my favorite Jim Carrey movie is Deadpool. You died from a drug overdose in the first 20 minutes. I mean, this guy does not like Jim Carrey.
Not like a lot of things.
Well, one thing we agree on, he doesn't like Howard Schultz. He doesn't like the Starbucks.
So that's how he's in your loop of Facebook friends.
Yeah, I mean, we got a common interest there. But yeah, I guess you're right.
Maybe what we should do is really bring back Archie Bunker. You know, they brought back Captain Kirk. A young Captain Kirk at a Star Trek.
Right.
A young anti-gay Archie
All
Bunker.
All in the Family, the movie.
So you're saying that the painstaking process in which Hollywood is taken to expose all the shows like Glee and The New Normal and make it like, oh, this is normal. This is what everyone's
By the way,
like,
I think,
should reverse that entirely.
No. I think those help. But I think through humor, you get the hard-to-get cases. My dad watched Archie Bunker. And I swear it changed his life. It made it okay for him not to continue the values of his father. I wish he was alive so I could ask him that.
Do you want to give it a try to Rush Limbaugh? Because he could be that one. And I'm going to give an example because yesterday he opined on lesbians.
Rush opined yesterday.
Yeah, on lesbians. And this is what he said about a study that supposedly he has.
There were studies. There are actual academic, scholarly studies being undertaken, and the focus of the stories last week was the money being spent on this research, even though we find ourselves in a sequester. And what was it? There was a $2.5 million spent to study why 75% of lesbians are obese and gay males aren't. Homosexual men aren't, lesbians are obese. 75%. Why? $2.5 million. Then, and another survey, or another project, and like $1.5 million to find out, what was it, why lesbians are alcoholics. And of course, the answers to both came, well, they don't have to deal with men. So they have to worry about their appearance, they're not trying to please men so they can be obese, it's no big deal.
He's the Archie Bunker.
And alcohol, who knows? They're having a deal with women, so they're drunk.
That sounds good. Get drunk all day and let myself go.
Is that what the study actually said?
Like, he never, you know, presented the study. He
said, the study at the Limbaugh Institute, where they spent over $4 billion to determine that women don't have to worry about what men, lesbians, don't have to worry about what men think. What a gift that would be to let yourself go and know that you'll still have someone at home making pasta because they don't care what uncovers when the sweatshirts come off. And I'm talking 3-4-layer sweatshirts here.
Rush Limbaugh.
The day Rush came out as a lesbian. Is that his deal? He's a lesbian? He's
I think so.
A big, chubby, doesn't care what he looks like lesbian. That's great. Good for him.
Man. All right. I'd love to know the study. Did it make the news?
That's not a real study.
It's not
the
a real
Pillsbury
study.
Institute.
It's a real scientific
from Cleveland, Ohio. Home of the first ever pretzel bite, by the way. Great pretzel bites in Cleveland, Ohio.
It's
they
true.
Make their own mustard.
Yeah.
They use a porter stout to make their mustard.
Right.
Fabulous mustard. And anyway, getting back to lesbians in Ohio. You know why there are more lesbians in Ohio? Because there's an O at both ends. They love that. They love that in Ohio. Those lesbians, they love that.
Yeah, I don't think it was a real
can
study.
He go on and say there's a study when there is no study whatsoever? Well, I don't think he can.
I don't find studies of everything. Yeah, we are looking at it right now, but it's on, when I say the site, but it's on.
I've got a study here that says that illegally hired maids can fit more illegal drugs into their body cavities than a regular, a papered maid, a documented maid, cannot fit nearly as many pharmaceuticals into her body cavities. Right there. That's an advantage right there.
That's a study.
All right. I think Luciana has the
study. Is she rushing the study in?
There it is.
Is that the study?
$2.7 million federal study. Why do lesbians have higher risk for hazardous drinking? The who did it? Well, I think he has a point. The National Institute of Health awarded $2.7 million for this study. I don't know about you. I'll play devil's advocate here because I've often wished maybe it would be a great life to just go get these multi-million dollar awards to study crap. Forget about even the politics of it.
To go hang out in lesbian bars.
You know.
Just watch. Now this round's on me, girls.
For $2.7 million.
I got a $2.7 million bar tab. Who's drinking with me? Who wants a fuzzy navel?
Now, I will say, my first real job, I worked for some hard-drinking lesbians, and they were not small. I worked in a record store, and the most wonderful.
Sure, but that's a study of
Two people.
Two
and all their friends. But the most wonderful lady I know. But,
of course she was wonderful.
Yeah.
All right, the University of Illinois. Well, this is a lot of money to study this sort of thing. I think, what's the point, though? They've received grants since 2009 for this project, Cumulative Stress and Hazardous Drinking in a Community of Adult Lesbians. That's the name of the project. They aim to develop culturally sensitive, so far no luck on that.
Nope.
Strategies to prevent lesbians from being drunks. Studies using both probability and non-probability samples provide ample evidence of lesbians' vulnerability to hazard. You know, there are certain kinds of people who are more vulnerable to alcoholism. Mm-hmm. And it sometimes comes down to race. And typically it's thought to be because of how long their culture, their race has had exposure.
And
they may not have worked up a tolerance the way Europeans
right.
and
you.
Cultures that have had it for a long time.
In Ireland, they've been making alcohol for probably, 1,000 years?
At least.
I mean, and some places, some of the same people are in businesses since the 1600s.
So, but lesbians are not a race. It's just a a part of the smorgasbord of types of human beings. So I guess it would be interesting scientifically if there is a higher incidence of problem drinking.
Well, you have to add in some psychiatry here, because why do we drink? We drink for two umbrella reasons.
When good point. We drink for self-medication is one of them,
well,
right?
We drink when we're happy and we drink when we're sad.
Oh.
So you could say maybe the lesbians are drinking more because there's more community, more people are coming out, more gay bars are opening up, more people to drink with.
There's more to celebrate.
Right, more to celebrate.
As today's lesbian.
Or.
Yeah. It's never been a better time.
Yeah. There's never been a better time.
Or you could simplify it and go to the other side and say that people.
They carry a lot of stress.
Carry a lot of stress, hate themselves, have a hard time dealing with their family.
Have to live a dishonest existence.
But they're not the only group that carries extra stress for being their group. Fat people carry stress for being put upon. People of color, various races carry stress. People, there's all sorts of groups of people that are minorities of one kind or another that would carry stress.
Well, I want to know if this is a happy study or a sad study. Well, if it's a party study, then that's totally different.
Well, silly alcohol abuse, it's probably an unhappy study, I would think.
I could see why Rush would jump all over this. The grant states there are chronic stressors unique to sexual minorities, creating cumulative stress that may be compounded in lesbians. They even say lesbians of color. Is that black lesbians?
Yeah.
They had 384 adult lesbians, 50% of whom are racial or ethnic minority, interviewed in 2000 and 2004. And then a new panel, black and Latinas and young lesbians 18 to 25. That's the part I want to be in that division.
Party house.
The young lesbians, 18 to 40. Who wants to volunteer to recruit them? I'll do that.
Yes, I will.
For whatever stupid reason you could think of.
Anybody of any sex or gender, 18 to 25, you're probably going to have some drinkers, too.
You think so? Anyway, they want to determine what it was. Sexual minority stressors. Could be childhood abuse. Could be racial, ethnic minority stressors that predict hazardous drinking. I do think that I think it's a waste of money. I think people under stress drink more. Duh.
Yep. Got that.
What are you going to do with the other $2.6 million?
I don't know.
It costs about one round to figure that out.
I'll give you that. I'll say that for $100,000 and we'll be done. But anyway, it's research. How do people get these huge grants for research?
I'm sure there's just a lot of paperwork. You got to know how to apply.
I'm going to apply for a grant for something.
You remember those books? What was the guy's Matthew? What was his name? Had the suit with the question marks all over it, that's the Riddler. The dollar signs all over it.
Yeah.
There was that big book of federal money just waiting for you to ask for it. I mean, there's grants for everything. All you got to do is know how to apply for a grant.
I'm going to do some research on grants. I need some research money to do some research on grants.
And there are people that they are professional grant writers.
Joey, you owe me $2.2 million to do some research on grants so we could get more money?
Why do people lash out at Joe? Well, you study with
him. You need a grant writer. And every good school district has one. I mean, there's a lot of people that are really good at asking the government for money.
Kathy from Gig Harbor. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. Hey, I just wanted to comment on your statistics. Like, you had a guy on there the other day that wrote that book about the statistics and such, and anybody can run a survey, and you can skew those results any way you want to just to make your point.
Yes, and there's a lot of that, Kathy.
Yeah, and people believe it. If you say, the survey says...
Well, then it becomes not science, actually. There's a word for that. That's propaganda. When you manipulate the outcome of something to fit a hypothesis you already have, that's propaganda, not science.
And when they say that 75% of the lesbians are overweight, what are they basing that on? What do they consider overweight? You know, 75% of the population is probably outside their ideal weight.
You know what? 75% of everybody is overweight. Duh.
Wow.
That's pretty interesting. Actually, you would mention that.
I got that from the study by the Family Feud Institute of Richard Dawkins, Louis Anderson.
Well, Rush,
survey says!
Rush threw in something about their surveying that the men, gay men, were
thinner.
Thinner.
Yeah, they did say gay men were thinner. Right. And I think more gay men go to the gym. I don't know if that's accurate or not.
That's the oldest stereotype, that they're... fit and clean and healthy and
smell better than the rest of us.
There are a lot of big gay dudes, but there's definitely a lot of really fit ones.
Well, you saw the two LA guys that this whole Proposition 8 Supreme Court thing is about, right?
Yep.
Perfect stereotype. Perfect weight, perfect height. Two little French bulldogs that looked exactly like
him. French bulldogs?
Oh, yeah, they're out walking. They're French bulldogs.
One's a lawyer. One's a designer.
Yeah, I mean, these guys were perfect.
Yep. All right. Kathy, thank you for calling. 652 on the show today, Elise Andrew. There's a Facebook site, I Love Science. I'm sort of shortening the name a little. And then a kid's Facebook science site, Science is Seriously Awesome. And it's a fantastic site. She's the owner of that. She'll tell us about it. Also, at the end of the show, Super Jam performs the music of the British hitmakers Squeeze, critically acclaimed, very successful group. Many musically thought they were the next Lennon and McCartney. Squeeze is doing a show, I should say Super Jam is doing the greatest hits of Squeeze on April 12th at the Triple Door. And they will play live with me sitting in and guesting on keyboards for the number one hit of Squeeze, which is called Tempted. Also today, the guest list for this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony is getting bigger and better. Some big Seattle stars have now been added to the bill to play with Hart. And yes, there is that rumor that we're still waiting for an announcement on. More on who's playing the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame next.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KKR.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we're looking at some heavy traffic northbound 405 through the S-curves. It starts to slow down approaching the Maple Valley Highway and then through the S-curves. Turns into a very sluggish drive at sunset. At the end of that on-ramp, it looks like we've got some police activity on the right shoulder, kind of jamming things up through there. Northbound I-5 approaching 516, especially slow there, so watch out for some crowding through the Federal Way area.
This traffic report is brought to you by Walgreens.
This Easter, save time by building the perfect basket at the corner of so many choices and so much easier. Because Walgreens has just what you need, from Starburst jelly beans and Cadbury cream eggs to toys and gift cards. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
You know what I love? I love surprises that make me happy. Lately, I heard some great stories of people who went to see my friends at West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins, and boy, were they surprised. Not to mention really happy, because they found out how much their valuables are really worth. One customer came in with a wedding ring from a previous marriage and walked out with $10,000. She had no idea. Here's another. West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins recently paid over $30,000 for a single diamond. I think anyone would be happy with 30 grand in their pocket. When it comes to understanding the true worth of jewelry or coins, the money is in the details. Consider this. Every month, their GIA-accredited staff at West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins evaluates thousands of individual pieces of jewelry and coins. That's right, thousands. They know what to look for, they take the time, they explain it to you, and you're sure you're getting the true value. West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins. They'll pay what your gold, silver, and jewelry are really worth.
Dave's made some good choices in his life and plenty of bad ones, like smoking for 30 years. But when Dave read that late-stage lung cancer had a 95% death rate, it made him think twice about his nagging cough. So Dave went to Seattle Cancer Care Alliance for a CT lung cancer screening. SCCA has the largest, most experienced lung cancer program in the Northwest. And SCCA patients have higher 5-year survival rates for almost every cancer type. SCCA doctors were able to find and treat Dave's lung cancer early, and 7 years later, Dave is cancer and smoke-free. He still makes dubious choices from time to time. But hey, that's what living's all about.
No one chooses to get cancer, but you do have a choice about where you're treated. Seattle Cancer Care Alliance, turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. To make a lung cancer screening appointment, call 206-288-6734.
Trim your nose hair. Eat bacon. Cuddle. These are examples of things you could do instead of waiting around for a haircut. Check in at greatclips.com or download the new check-in app and save some time. Do stuff like duct tape something.
Download the free check-in app today. No more waiting around, because now we'll be waiting for you. And what you do with the time you save is your call. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
Over 70 great Seattle-Tacoma area locations.
This year, make your Easter celebration special with a little help from Fred Meyer. In one easy stop, you can pick up a delicious flame-crafted ham for dinner or brunch, Easter decor, toys, and adorable Easter dresses. And don't forget ready-to-fill baskets and everyone's favorite Easter candies. We call it one-hop shopping. So save time, money, and gas by getting everything you need for Easter at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
If you want your new Tempur-Pedic covered in free gifts, hurry, because Mattress Discounter's Tempur-Pedic bonus event is ending soon. Get $300 in free Tempur-Pedic sheets and pillows with any new Tempur-Pedic mattress. Plus, get 4 years interest-free financing on approved credit. Complete information at saveatmd.com. Of course, you always get free delivery and our lowest price or its free guarantee. But these free gifts won't last. Mattress Discounter's Tempur-Pedic bonus event is ending soon.
Mattress Discounters!
You know the best thing about winter? It's over. So come on down to Cabela's for our Get Outdoors sale. You can pick up our new XPG Dash tents starting at $139.99 or save $30 on our new men's and women's Dry Plus Storm's Edge rainwear. We're even offering 25 to 30% off Cabela's Fisherman Series tackle bags. So if it's in your nature to love the great outdoors, come to Cabela's and get everything you need to get outdoors.
The rock and roll icon returns to the concert stage.
Thank you!
Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band live. The Rock and Roll Never Forgets Tour. With very special guest, Joe Walsh. Friday, March 29th at Tacoma Dome. Tickets on sale now to see Bob Seger.
Take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself.
Friday, March 29th at Tacoma Dome.
Roll me away, I wanna roll me away.
Hurry and get your tickets right now. Buy tickets at LiveNation.com. All Ticketmaster outlets are charged by phone. 1-800-745-3000. Don't miss Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band with very special guest, Joe Walsh. For more info, go to BobSeger.com. Produced by Live Nation.
At Safeway, we know that bacon is key to a delicious Easter breakfast. And for an amazing Easter dinner, you gotta have a juicy, delectable ham. So this week at Safeway, when you buy any one Hormel Cure 81 Classic Boneless Half Unsliced Ham, you'll get any one Hormel Black Label Bacon free, 12 to 16 ounces. Safeway has deals on all your Easter goodies, candies to flowers. Plus, you can get free Hormel Bacon when you buy a Hormel Ham with your club card. Safeway, ingredients for life.
When it comes to creating the perfect Easter basket, we all want to be at the corner of so many choices and so much easier. Thankfully, there's Walgreens. From Starburst jelly beans and Cadbury cream eggs to toys and even gift cards, we've got just what you need. Plus, great parking and short lines. So you can spend more time making that perfect Easter basket instead of shopping for it. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we're looking at some heavy traffic northbound 405 through the S-curves. It starts to slow down approaching the Maple Valley Highway, and then through the S-curves turns into a very sluggish drive at sunset. At the end of that on-ramp, it looks like we've got some police activity on the right shoulder, kind of jamming things up through there. Northbound I-5 approaching 516, especially slow there, so watch out for some crowding through the Federal Way area.
This traffic report is brought to you by Gap Outlet.
Now through Sunday, save up to 70% off store-wide at Gap Outlet and Banana Republic Factory Store. Hurry! Shop Gap Outlet and Banana Republic Factory Store in Auburn and North Bend. Shop Gap Outlet in Centralia, Union Gap, Burlington, or Tulalip.